following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Salutations, my fellow nomads, and welcome to Behind the X. Our journey will take you through the world of lacrosse, learning things from understanding how to play lacrosse to the sport's Native American roots. Let's dive straight in. Hello and welcome to episode 6 of the Behind the X podcast. You're here with your host, DJ Highstick, and today I am actually joined by a guest. I know, crazy. This guest's name is Patrick Cross, and funny enough, he's my dad. So, Dad, welcome to the podcast. You know, maybe tell the guests a little bit about who you are. Maybe tell them how old you are, where you're from, where you're currently residing, that sort of a thing.
Well, it's a little personal how old I am, but all right. I guess I'll do that. I'm 50 years old, and I grew up in Australia, actually. And after graduating university, I came over here. That's where I met your mom. Got two kids, of which you are one of them. Two great kids, I should say. And then I currently work as a financial advisor, which I've done for close to 20 years now.
Well, that's a lot. That's a long time. So, being from Australia, what's your, do you have like a history with lacrosse, or I guess you could say, what is your history with lacrosse?
You know what? That's a terrific question. I think, my very first introduction to lacrosse came because I was bored on a Memorial Day, probably, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago. And I would be, you know, searching for something to watch, and I'd usually want to watch some sport. There's no, you know, there's no football on during, in May. So, you know, just flicking around, and ESPN on Memorial Day would always have the lacrosse NCAA championship game. And so, oh, here's some live sport. Let me check it out. And what do you know? People are running around, hitting each other with sticks, bumping into each other, you know, throwing this ball around, having a good time. And I just enjoyed watching it. So I'd found something to watch. I can't say I would watch every championship on Memorial Day, but I watched most of them. And I just started kind of paying attention to this sport that in Australia, I did not know a single thing about, never seen it. Was never offered as a sport to play, but I just happened to, you know, flick over to ESPN at the right time and be certainly intrigued by what I saw.
Now, we are on the topic of sports. In America, everyone, you know, America, football, everybody loves football here, or there's also soccer or football, depending on where you're from and what you want to call it. So what sports do you have in Australia for those that are not from Australia?
Absolutely. So there's a lot of common sports. My personal favorite is what we would call Australian football or Aussie rules. And I'm not going to bother explaining it to you because that would take a whole new podcast. But that was my personal favorite. But of course, they play rugby and cricket and basketball. And, people do all sorts of water sports, right? Like surfing. So there's golf is very popular, tennis. So there's a lot of sports, but lacrosse was not one of them when I was growing up, I can tell you.
Interesting. And what sports did you play in high school and or college?
So I played Australian football very badly, but I did play. I actually, you know, played basketball with friends. We would play actually American football from time to time. You know, if I happened to have a football, we'd throw it around at lunchtime. And so that's really what I played. Those were the options that we had that were pretty common. And in fact, after I graduated high school and was in university, I joined a what you would call here a semi-pro American Football League over there. It was just kind of an amateur league, and I played for the Q Colts over there, and it was great. We had a lot of fun, but that was American football, actually. Would you believe?
That's interesting to know that there's more than just normal American sports there as well. They have their own culture. They have their own identity in terms of sports. For lacrosse, what is your take on lacrosse? Do you like it as a sport? Is it something that you'd like to see on like a broader scale for more people to see? Is it something that you think that more people should know about? What do you take on lacrosse?
So I think the more people who are exposed to it will enjoy it, because I know certainly from being a father of somebody who plays lacrosse, it is much more fun going to watch a lacrosse game than it is going to watch, forgive me, I don't mean to offend anybody, but a wrestling meet or watching, sort of golf or there's a whole bunch of different sports that you could be subjected to watch. Even a track meet, while it can be fun at times, there's a lot of just waiting for things to happen. Whereas lacrosse is, you know, nonstop action. Like I say, people running around hitting each other with sticks. That's always fun. There's physical contact. There's a lot of different things going on. And I do think it's the sort of sport that when people are actually exposed to it and learn about it, they're going to like it. They're actually going to see, hey, this is fun. And honestly, when I look at it, I think, gosh, you know what? That's the sort of sport I would like to play if that was an option growing up. I could see myself kind of running around and just enjoying that sort of contest, that sort of sport, and being on a team like that, that team camaraderie environment. So I definitely see that is a what I would think, something that more and more people should be exposed to. And if they are, I think they'll enjoy it.
I have to agree that I think that more people should be exposed to lacrosse. I've given my piece on that already on this podcast, so I'll skip the lecture on that. But how do you think that lacrosse as a sport can improve? You've already touched on the topics of, you know, people hitting each other with the sticks and the really fast-paced movement of the ball. Some people say that lacrosse is the fastest sport on 2 feet. So what are your thoughts on that?
So the thing that really comes to mind, without being an expert clearly, is just the rules. I would love to understand the rules better, or at least sometimes I'm sitting on the bleachers and we all say, oh, what was that for? Or why was that a penalty? Some things are obvious, and clear. And other times, looking at a face-off and then all of a sudden the ref points a certain direction, I'm like, what happened there? I didn't see anything. And so I just think if there was some way to clarify the rules or make it easier for the layperson or somebody who's not really an expert to understand it, that would certainly make the experience of going to a game or watching a game easier to understand. One of the things I do think that the PLL gets right is that their ref tends to explain the decisions on a microphone. So at least if you're watching on TV or at the stadium, at least you get an explanation of what just happened and why a penalty was called. But, you know, if I'm watching a high school game or something, I oftentimes have no idea why there was a penalty that was called. And so that would be the one thing that, you know, just educating us a little bit better or clarifying why penalties are given would help.
And on the topic of your experience of being at games, how many games have you been to? Are you a avid lacrosse fan and watching it all the time? Or are you, in reference to what you said earlier, are you just watching it every Memorial Day because that's like the one of the big sports that just happens to have games on Memorial Day? Or how many games have you been to in person? Have you been to like any PLL games or maybe NLL games for the box lacrosse?
Well, it is a good question. Honestly, the only real games that I've been to were when you started playing lacrosse. And so and I started going to high school games. And, certainly I think I pretty much tried to make as many games as I could. So I probably went to about, close to 30 high school games. I always enjoyed it, although, sometimes the team was better than others. But hey, I enjoyed. And some of the games, they were a long way away and some were close. Either way, just being able to watch was always entertaining. Some were really physical games. I remember, you know, people being, you know, just run into and that, and others were more like just fast and skillful, right? And so, and you know, everything, it depends upon the weather and it depends upon what's going on. But I've been to those types of games. Then we started going to lacrosse games up at Dominican, actually, and attending some games just to check out the team up there when it became clear that was a school that you were interested in attending and potentially being on the team there. And I just thought, let's go up, let's check it out. And certainly you could see the increase in speed and skill of those games and the physicality as well. But that's certainly the background that I've had. I would love to get to a professional game at some point. If they brought it out here to the West Coast sometime and it fit the schedule, it'd be great to check it out. But mainly high school with a bit of college.
And college lacrosse has been widely recognized as one of the top sports to go watch, with teams like Notre Dame and USC, or maybe even the Michigan Wolverines and their lacrosse team. Those are all good teams to watch and look out for. Moving on to the topic of field and box lacrosse, what do you prefer, one to play versus one to watch? Or maybe you are like an Olympic sixes lacrosse kind of person. What's your favorite format of lacrosse, and would you rather play?
That's a really interesting question, because since I've never played, I don't really know what I would rather play. I certainly know watching the field lacrosse is a lot of fun. I know it's a bigger field and that, but I enjoy it. I enjoy seeing that space, that running, the ball movement. I enjoy seeing these just the different skills of the players on display in that format. Now, hey, if I was playing, maybe I'd prefer box lacrosse. I'm not quite sure, but certainly from my standpoint, I really enjoy watching the field lacrosse, and I'm sure I would have loved playing it if I was growing up and it was available. That's for sure.
Interesting. And I just mentioned the Olympic lacrosse and the Olympic field sixes. And I don't know if you know, but the lacrosse has been officially inducted into the 2028 LA Olympic Games. What is your opinion on the sport of lacrosse being in the Olympics now, seeming as they were originally in the Olympics before they got kicked out for not being a popular enough sport and that sort of a thing, whereas you've got a sport like football, which is hugely popular, and you've got it not being in the Olympics. You've got Americans who are probably very mad about that. But what's your opinion on it, since you have that dual perspective of being an Australian and an American citizen?
Absolutely. I would suggest that if you can, you know, fit cricket and beach volleyball and indoor soccer into the Olympics, there's definitely a place for lacrosse. I mean, I think it's a fun sport. Clearly, it's actually played in many countries now. It's not just here in the United States. They do play it in Australia now. They do play it in Europe and in many other parts of the world. So I, you know, once again, given the sort of sports that they allow into the Olympics, I think come one, come all, lacrosse should absolutely be a part of it. And I think it would be a very entertaining sport. The other thing is, I think it's a great way to advertise the game to others. You know, you never know who might see it and just think, wow, that looks like fun. Let me find a local league, or let me get involved in something like that. So I do think it's great for the sport, and I do think it's appropriate for the Olympics.
Very insightful. And I, in the mindset of a lacrosse player who's maybe playing in the Olympics, or as a collegiate lacrosse player who got upped into the Olympics or the USA national team, like Brendan O'Neill, who played for Duke and played for Team USA as well, what do you think their mindset really affects them, not just on the field, but also off the field, in the classroom, or in just normal friendships or their everyday lives? Do you think that the influence of lacrosse and them growing up having that ball and their stick in the hand almost 24/7. Do you think that affects them as a person, or maybe makes them a better person, or maybe a worse person? I don't know. What are your thoughts?
I can only think that that the skills, the life skills that you learn playing a sport like lacrosse would be an incredibly positive impact. You know, when I see the players and I see the hitting and the contact, but then afterwards everyone's shaking hands. It's like there's a camaraderie out there that people just enjoy playing. And sure, it's a physical sport, and it's certainly something that you know, sure, I mean, tempers could flare up a little bit, but at the same time, I think the fact that you have to learn to manage your emotions, you have to learn to overcome losses, right? You're not going to win every game. You have to learn how to lose graciously. You have to learn how to win with class. You have to learn how to treat your teammates and your competitors the right way, I would imagine. I think it would be tough being a successful lacrosse player if you were, you know, somebody who didn't treat people the right way. And so I just think there's a lot of good life lessons. I also think just learning to deal with loss, right? If you come in as a young player, you're not going to be as good as many of the players who've been around longer. You have to do your time. You have to learn to stay positive even when things are not going your way. And I think those are just skills, psychological skills that I think would be incredibly valuable in life, because life's going to knock you down. Things are not always going to go your way. And if you don't learn to deal with it, it's going to be hard. So I do think that there's a lot of great positive things to be learned from playing a sport like lacrosse.
And on that note of some life advice, I thank you all for listening to the Behind the X podcast. This has been your host, DJ Highstick, and my dad, and we'll be signing off. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.